Staying vibrant and fresh is something that requires constant renewal. As your national representative, I am never satisfied with the status quo. Perhaps my commitment to renewal has something to do with my genetic code. My mother recently celebrated her 100th birthday. Despite a body that is feeling the effects of time, she has refused to just coast. She reads, watches the news, engages with others, follows the Chicago Blackhawks in winning the Stanley Cup championship, serves at church, emails family and friends, and fixes dinner for guests. My mother's commitment to renewal is a value that was built into my life early on, and it is how I have approached ministry throughout my ministry career, and in particular related to the association. During the past year, which marks number 17 in this role, Daria and I have worked continuously by phone, online, and by extensive travel, helping to renew churches through speaking, consultation, providing assistance and resources, personal counsel, and encouragement. By way of just an illustration, it was a highlight to assist a smaller church in a suburb of Atlanta. We worked together to consider new ways to approach their ministry and reach their community. We helped a constant stream of pastors and churches needing pastors as they went through that period of transition in ministry change. We talked daily with pastors and wives and church members sorting through the issues of ministry and experiencing the joys and heartaches of life in the service of the Lord. Daria and I would love to come to your church and minister. We have a limited number of open slots on the calendar in the year ahead, and if you'll just contact us, we'll see what arrangements can be made. My staff and I have helped a significant number of pastors and churches in renewing and building ministry skills through the launching of our regular Baptist web community. In this online environment, I interacted about ministry issues in cohorts. In the new learning labs that we've created, with the capable instruction of some very gifted pastors and leaders in our association, we provided assistance in evangelism, visitor follow-up, authorial intent preaching, communicating Old Testament narratives, church planting, local church counseling ministry, church business practices, and a webinar on church revitalization. I want you to just look at the web community lineup we have for this fall. This is one slide, and there's another that follows it. What we want you to do is take advantage of this, constantly thinking about how can I renew my ministry skills and retool for doing ministry effectively in the service of the Lord. Bring renewal to your own ministry with these highly practical and valuable skills. We have made it possible to get a discount for those of you attending the conference. There's information in your conference notebooks, and I hope more and more of you will take advantage of these golden opportunities. In regard to my own personal renewal and studies, I completed the final course at Baptist Bible Seminary in Clark Summit in my D-Min program. Oh, yes. Now, I have to tell you something. I have set a goal, personally, of having my D-Min dissertation project completed by May of next year with the possibility of being able to graduate. It's been a long haul due to the tight schedule and the demands of this position and responsibilities. As we look forward to the 2014 GARBC conference, we will enjoy a beautiful setting in St. Petersburg, Florida. The theme will be the essential gospel. On the back side of your conference notebooks, you see the poster for next year. I hope you will start making plans to join in the fellowship and have a great week together. With the help of an online focus group of younger pastors in our fellowship who provided great input, we set out to renew the Baptist Bulletin and our GARBC websites. Here is what we will be rolling out by the end of the year: a new digital version of the Baptist Bulletin magazine is coming. The new digital version of the Baptist Bulletin allows us to offer many pages of extended content. Look for new audio and video features, for ramped up photo galleries, for historical excerpts from Baptist history, journal excerpts from our educational partners, devotionals, and a new ministry toolbox with practical helps for preaching, teaching, and church ministry. More of your people than ever before will be able to receive and benefit from this excellent resource. And you'll be receiving some more information just a little bit later today in the Men for Ministry session to help you know about what is coming and how you can engage with it. Our website is going to be streamlined to allow for a single portal through which it will be possible to access a vast amount of helpful information. And this is a mock-up of what the new website will look like. And if you'll just see on the screen here how we will feature in the menu bar different things, particularly in this commentary area, we're going to stretch ourselves out and again tap into the brain trust of ministry understanding and theological conviction and cultural awareness that exist within our fellowship. We are committed to getting things out by way of blogs and the blogs that you and your people are using and accessing all kinds of possibilities here. We are very, very excited about it, in addition to then our expanding regular Baptist web community. We have a great story to tell as an association. To help churches better understand the GARBC, we have created a new audio and video presentation that will introduce the association network. This video will be available for you to use this Sunday if you choose in your church to give a report of the conference. You'll be able to download it from our website, and now here is the premiere of this brand new GARBC presentation.
People need each other. They unite to offer assistance in emergencies. They come together to commemorate special occasions and help each other find jobs. People join forces to accomplish goals. They get together to pursue special interests. As people connect with people, they demonstrate an underlying reality. Together, we can accomplish more. There is benefit in networking with others. Networking took a huge step forward in 1876 when Alexander Graham Bell filed for a patent on his new invention, the telephone. Within a few years, by means of cables strung from poles and operators who helped to make connections, people were able to talk to each other, though miles apart. Today, fiber optic cable, cell towers, and satellites form a vast communications network, linking people worldwide for business, learning, entertainment, and conversations. Not only do we talk to each other, we email and use social media. By means of a simple prompt, we can see each other when we talk. All of this is possible because of a digital network that connects people. A network is any combination of filaments, lines, veins, or passages. In our bodies is a network of arteries, under cities a network of water pipes, across the landscape a network of highways. A network is not just pipes or wires or computers, but also interconnected groups of people linked for mutual assistance or support. For example, there are professional networks of nurses or teachers, educational networks that bring students together, and hobby networks that connect enthusiasts who enjoy pursuits such as vintage cars, cooking, or crafts. The Bible does not use the word network. It does use a word that has a similar meaning, fellowship. In the original language of the Bible, the root of the word fellowship meant to hold something in common. The Greek word for fellowship was used in the culture of the day to describe businesses, labor guilds, partners in law firms, and even marriage relationships. Fellowship implies an interdependent relationship, a friendly association, especially with people who share interests. Fellowship is not just an organizational relationship, but also describes active participation, sharing and cooperating together for the mutual benefit of the participants. In the New Testament, we find that God intends for fellowship to be an integral part of church life. Believers help and support other believers. Fellowship also takes place among local churches as they care for one another. They pray together, communicate, work in partnership, and learn together, desiring God's best for one another. The General Association of Regular Baptist Churches is a network of like-minded churches, a fellowship characterized by certain distinctive features. We share common beliefs and values. Our Bible-based doctrinal statement is what unites us. We are Baptist by identity and heritage. We value the local church, the gospel, preaching and teaching, the Word of God, and fellowship with those who share these commitments. We guard the integrity of this network, going forward with those of like persuasion. This network is a voluntary fellowship. Each church remains autonomous and independent. Each church calls its own pastor, determines its own budget, selects its own missionaries, and owns its own building. There is not a denominational hierarchy controlling the churches from the outside. Though independent, there is a strong cohesive interdependence binding this network together to express the fellowship ideals of mutual support and assistance. We care for each other. In the GARBC network, we recognize the value of cooperation, knowing that together we can accomplish more. This interdependence takes form in a number of tangible expressions. Our association is aggressively pursuing the following initiatives: multiplying churches, When Christ gave his Great Commission assignment to make disciples of all nations, baptizing and teaching them, the local church was the intended platform by which that assignment was to happen. The church remains that platform today. Churches are meant to reproduce themselves, penetrating every corner of the globe. GARBC churches are planting churches in North America. Through the GARBC International Ministries, a worldwide partnership promotes evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. A network is able to achieve much by cooperative church planting. Training. Pastors and church leaders need training to develop their biblical and theological knowledge and ministry competencies. By cooperative efforts, churches have formed doctrinally compatible Bible colleges and seminaries in which ministry skills are developed. The GARBC sponsors an annual conference. Churches gather together for preaching, worship, practical instruction, and ministry renewal. The association also provides online training opportunities, bringing together individuals for specialized learning. In addition, the association's publishing arm, Regular Baptist Press, produces training resources to use in local churches and in Bible colleges and seminaries. There's consultation and care. A network makes it possible to tap the expertise and resource assistance of like-minded friends. Within a fellowship, we assist each other with consultation services in areas such as pastoral referral, revitalization, conflict resolution, and financial management. Through our ministry, Baptist Builders Club, we're ready to help when churches are planted, have outgrown their facilities, or have experienced natural disasters. Our network of churches makes it possible to have a chaplaincy commission that officially endorses regular Baptist chaplains to serve in military, law enforcement, and community settings. Theological problem solving. The early church faced the challenge of thinking through difficult theological issues, as our churches continue to do today. Our association taps into a brain trust of trained and experienced professionals who are grounded in the Word and have discernment to thoughtfully wrestle with tough questions. Then there is prayer. It is a great privilege to have friends who are aware of our needs and will partner with us in prayer. The GARBC network links believers together in local churches around the world for prayer support and mutual encouragement. We can go it alone, or we can follow the Bible's wise advice and network with others who have similar values and interests. By networking with the churches of the GARBC, your church can realize many benefits. 501c3 tax exemption, grants and loans for church planting, facility expansion or rebuilding, church planting partners, ministry consultation and counseling services, pastoral search and referral services, chaplaincy endorsement, doctrinally compatible resources, training and learning opportunities, contacts with international partners, and a fellowship of friends with whom you can share, work, pray, laugh, cry, and do the Great Commission. Since 1932, the GARBC has provided a network of Bible-rooted, doctrinally compatible, independent Baptist local churches, preaching and teaching the Word of God, reaching the world, helping and supporting each other, and recognizing that together we can accomplish more.
I hope you'll take advantage of using this resource now to help your people gain a new awareness of the value and benefit and the privilege to be a part of an association of churches. I want to keep renewing the association, expanding the GARBC network through technology, capturing the brain trust for instruction and writing, providing curriculum and educational resources to renew students in the Word, renewing old friendships and making new friends, both at home and internationally. Last week, I was on the phone with a pastor I've been trying to recruit into the fellowship. He has come to recognize the value of like-minded friends within his state association. Now he is recognizing what can happen when he and his people begin to think in terms of a national and international network. This week, I received a call from a church in Mississippi just a few days ago that came to know of our fellowship through Pastor Aaron Lavender in Kansas City, Missouri. This is a new church plant that wants fellowship. And then, even more recently than that, we received a call from a church in Arkansas that I'd love to tell you the story about that, but you can meet the pastor of this church and a colleague in ministry, and they desire fellowship within the association. They are here at the conference this week. The church will be presented and, Lord willing, received into fellowship. I praise the Lord for what is happening and God is doing through this network. These churches are recognizing this simple but powerful reality. Together, we can accomplish more. I continue to believe there are great days ahead for our fellowship. Thank you for the privilege of serving the churches of the association in this role. And now, we are going to transition into an item on the agenda that we did not realize we were going to be able to present as soon as what we are. We have been working with the council and the administrative staff for some time now to pursue an opportunity that was presenting itself to us, and we really feel strongly, I do personally, that it is a very wise business decision and opportunity that has come along. It's come along a little sooner than what we anticipated, and therefore, after talking it through extensively with the council, we felt very comfortable and confident in coming to you and giving you an awareness of this and asking you as the messengers of our fellowship to very possibly allow us the privilege to finalize some of the details of this. It relates to our property, which over the years has become very valuable in a desired location for retail and business within the Schaumburg area, far beyond what we need as a fellowship in terms of the location. And something has come to us by way of opportunity. We want to make you aware of it and just ask your realization of what God may be allowing to happen here. So Bernie and Michael are going to share the details of this with you.